What's up, everybody? It is October, and this is the October update here on Patreon. It's also World Mental Health Day, and I just wanted to say something. I didn't prepare, like, any sort of anything. You all have seen some of my struggles over the past 2 years, and it's not always easy, but I wanted to personally thank you all for the patience and love that you've all shown me, and I aspire to be as empathetic and kind and understanding as all of you have been towards me. Life can be a real bitch. and I just am thankful for having the opportunity to know so many wonderful people, to have so many people see parts of myself that I have been blind to forever. It's really special. But I also realize that not everyone has that kind of luxury. And I didn't have that luxury for a long time. And, you know, everything, I feel like everything that can be said has been said a billion times about hanging on and reaching out and, you know, expressing yourself as best as you can and, you know, seeking help when you need it. But, you know, it's not always that easy. But having people share their stories, I've had people tell me that my very public addressing of my own issues has helped them, has made them want to be more confident and bold. And I think that's the beauty of having a day where public figures or just everyone shares some of their struggle, because it can be very lonely, and you can beat yourself up. You can beat yourself to a bloody pulp with how guilty and broken you might feel, because it when you're struggling, it is easy to see other people who don't share your struggles, and you're like, wow, I wish that was me. I wish I was neurotypical. I wish I had this and that, and my circumstances were different, and blah, blah, blah. And I think by addressing things publicly and sharing your stories and, you know, just living your life in a way where people know that you've been through some shit and you're still going, I feel like that is incredibly valuable. And, you know, I see, you know, the internet is, everybody wants to be snarky. But I think it's really important that people speak up, man. And you'll see people speak out who you would never expect that have their own struggles or whatever. I did not intend to go on a little mini rant about Mental Health Day, but just wanted to throw that out there and say something. Let's see. Things are moving. The past couple of months, things really kind of slowed down because I was dealing with all my shit, whatever. But at the end of last month, things started picking up again. In October, we are just rolling. We've got all kinds of new audios that people are really enjoying, chief among them being that Naga audio. I knew that we have a healthy portion of monster fuckers in our community here. I did not quite expect the reaction that Naga audio got, because it's pretty, I don't know. Here's the thing. When promoting, like, original voices and original characters, there's no guarantee that anybody is gonna, you know, jump on it. Because the thing about doing voices, there's already an established audience, right? So doing just a character or a voice, it's kind of hard to market that outside of my hardcore listeners. Because, you know, I have people who will listen to virtually everything I put out. Unless there's, you know, something in the content isn't their thing or they just don't want to hear that. But I have people who will listen to, say, 90% of what I do. But that's not everybody. Like, that's definitely not everybody. So for the kind of reaction that this guy got, wow, just incredible. Also, I reblogged someone, did some artwork of their just interpretation of what he might look like or whatever. And it, boy, it was good. An albino snake, long white hair, kind of has that princely but snake-like appearance going on. A little bit of Lotor vibes, but that's exactly kind of what I was going for. I didn't want to do another princely accent, you know? I didn't want to do another one of those, but I did picture him like, I don't know, he's special in a way. Like, I don't want to go the whole royalty thing, but that's what I got. That's what I was going with. I got all discombobulated thinking about this big snake. Wow, that's a line. I'm excited that people were into that. That was just a commission too. That wasn't like a plan of mine. Someone commissioned a naga in that specific, you know, scenario, and everyone ate it up. I wasn't sure I was going to share it. That's the crazy part. I didn't think I was actually going to post it, but then I was like, you know, it's Halloween. Kind of, you know, the yandere themes. They weren't too pronounced, but it was something. Boy, I had no clue. So I'm maybe looking into making him more of a thing. Well, I mean, it's not even a maybe. I'm sure I'll do it. It's just a matter of clearing my plate. It's only the 10th, so I've still got time to work on some of the Alphonse things that I said I was going to be doing this month. That's still a thing. There'll probably be something Halloween candy related. I have this summer attire artwork of him that I have not used, and summer is going, like, it's still hot here, so I need to do the damn thing if I'm gonna utilize it. Otherwise, that boy's gonna be chilly. And there's definitely not, I don't know if I should even say anything about shrinkage. Definitely no shrinkage in the artwork, so it must not be that damn cold outside. In the picture. do I talk about it? Anyway, look, I just really needed some bulge action for Alphonse because that boy is packing heat and I'm thirsty for my own characters. What else are we talking about? I have just so much other stuff going on. Getting back on the YouTube train, we've got the side-on videos are made and ready to be posted. I just need to make thumbnails for those. So I have quite a few videos that need to just get posted. And my plan is to take a day or two to simply upload everything, do the descriptions and tags, and have them all ready to go. So rather than me procrastinating all the time, I literally just have to go press like two buttons and then a video is up. What else? More Alphonse stuff. There's going to be like two or three Alphonse videos. Or audios. I mean, they will be videos. Yeah, what else do we got going on? I got some more commissions to do. There's a I don't want to spoil. I won't spoil. Well, there's some very spicy things coming. I'm really enjoying things. I took about 2 weeks to really, I mean, I didn't really do anything special other than isolate a bit, which I already stay pretty isolated, but I needed to get on an island, so to speak, and just, I don't know, let whatever I had in me run its course. And now I'm feeling pretty good. Still anxious. My anxiety has been real weird lately. Like, the other day, I was out with my friend, and we got some, like, slushies and food or whatever. And there was, like, no room in the cup holder for a second, because we had to throw away some shit. And I had, like, my hands were full. And for a moment, I was really anxious. Like, and I know this sounds so weird, or, you know, stupid even. But if my anxiety was like a Metal Gear Solid exclamation point popping up above a guard's head, I had like three of them going off, all because I had no place to put things down and I started freaking out. So I don't know what has been up with me. I've been like just ready to freak out over inconsequential things. So I need to get that out of my system, but I'm so close to perfectly fine. I'm very happy about that. Yeah, I don't know. Just things, that's insignificant little things were getting to me real bad. I don't know, man. It's like, what is my deal? Can we just chill for a little bit? Can we just enjoy the slushy? So, this weekend is the Yuri on Ice binge, which is happening in theaters across the country. It is the entirety of Yuri on Ice being shown back to back to back to back to back in theaters. Really excited. I'm going with my friend Alice. She's only seen a couple of episodes. I've spoiled her, of course, because, like, I had to explain why Yuri on Ice was a big deal whenever, you know, things blew up for Yuri Voice. But I'm still excited. I'm a little anxious, not actual anxious. I'm a little worried about this theater being full of screaming fangirls. I'm hoping it's not that bad, but I'm just, I don't know. I'm just a little worried about that, because I don't want screeching every time something great happens. I mean, reasonable screeching. There's, like, excited fan screeching, and then there's, like, overzealous fangirl screeching. You know there's a difference. You know. You know what I'm talking about. If you've ever been to, like, a convention or something, you know what I am talking about. I mentioned that I was going on the blog. I don't think anybody actually in the area is going to be there who knows who I am. Or I've been places where people are like, oh, are you ever going to go to XYZ, or did you go to this? And I'm like, yeah, I was there. I talked about it. I posted about it. I'm like, oh, I was there too. I can't believe I didn't see you. I'm like, one, I'm a big motherfucker. I am hard to miss. And yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just going on. I'm a little congested. That seasonal stuff going on, I guess. Do I have anything else? I don't know. I need to get things done. Did I tell you guys about how I was getting a laptop so I could work? That might have been on the public Tumblr update. Anywho, that has gone really well. I only did it one day because I got so many scripts done the morning that I sat on my laptop and just wrote. I got so many scripts done that I was like, oh, I should stop and, like, record. So I haven't had another morning where I just chilled out and wrote, but it was nice. It was so nice just having coffee and kicking back and writing. So I'm very excited about that. I'm also excited because I got some new clothes. So if you follow me on Instagram at YuriVoice, I hope you're ready for me to serve up looks. Also, that profile picture though. I was out at a rock bar the other night, and the lighting for the stage was real cool. So I waited for it to swing out towards the crowd, and I got a picture of me all lit up. That was cool. Anywho, I'm not even talking about anything at this point. I'm just going on. Going to see my favorite band, Churches. Whoa, actually, going to see a few favorite bands. I'm going to see Churches on this coming Monday. And then next month, I'm going to go see my real favorite band, Blue October. I love them. I've never seen them in concert, and I have amazing seats. I will cry probably the entire time, and I am excited about that for once. All right, I'm going to go, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to be productive. Maybe some YouTube stuff that's been, I'm so behind on that. That was supposed to be a thing in quarter one of 2018, to put that into perspective. Like, all of this was supposed to be done before the summertime, so, you know. Whatever. All right, y'all take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening. And you will hear from me again soon. Bye.